Hello, this is David Sundin, and I'd like to welcome you to the Rev Up Podcast. Rev Up is produced by the evangelism team of the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention. We exist to organize, equip, and motivate our churches for passionate evangelism. For more information about the evangelism team or the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention, please go to www.mwbc.org. And thanks for listening to the Rev Up Podcast. What I want to talk to you about today is Halloween. We all know that Halloween comes every year, and some of us are very, some people enjoy Halloween. Other people look at it and say, this is Satan's holiday, and we don't want to have anything to do with it. So typically, a couple of things have happened with our people. They either have just said, okay, I'm not going to worry about the fact that people say it's Satan's day. We're just going to go out and have a good time. Or what they've done is said, okay, let's provide something at the church as by way of a alternative to Halloween. And so they may have a harvest festival or something along those lines, and those can work very well. The other thing that I've seen Christians do is they get scared of it, and then they hide away in their house. They keep the lights off so that people don't think they're there. If anyone comes to the door, they won't go answer it. They just hide out until all the trick-or-treaters are gone, then life goes back to normal, and I understand that. I've done that before. But what I want to do today is give you another option. It's something that my wife Julie and I have done in the past, and I want to encourage your people to, instead of hiding from Halloween, to get out and make a difference in Halloween. This is not something that is hard to do. Here's what Julie and I do. On Halloween evening, we brew a big pot of coffee. We also get hot cider, and we set up a table outside by the sidewalk, where as the parents come by with their kids, we're able to give the parents hot chocolate or hot coffee or hot cider. We also usually have a bowl there with like Dove chocolate on it, dark chocolate, something that we don't give to the kids, but we give to the parents as they come by. And this gives us an opportunity to meet with the parents and get to know our neighbors. Last year was our first year in our new house, and we set up like this, and we got to know a lot of the neighbors around, and they thought it was a great idea because, you know, they'd never gotten coffee or hot cider or had anything like this happening. And we live in a cul-de-sac also, so a lot of times the parents will come through, and the kids will want to keep trick-or-treating, so the parents just let the kids go in the cul-de-sac, and they sit and talk with us for a while, and we get to know our neighbors. This year, we're going to do something a little bit different. Instead of just giving the kids candy, we're going to make this into an evangelism event. And what we did is we ordered tracts from Chick Publications. Now, I just let you know that Chick Publication, C-H-I-C-K, you can just go on your browser, you can go ahead and check out their publications. Chick Publications have a lot of tracts that I would say are inappropriate. They're against a lot of things, but they also have some very good tracts. The one we chose to use for Halloween is called The Little Ghost. And basically, it's a little track. It's a cartoon track, so kids will like it. It's very simple. It's got a simple presentation of the gospel. And we are going to take little baggies, little Ziploc bags, and we're going to buy some very good candy. We're going to put that candy in the bags, and like my daughter, she'll help us she'll help us load the candy and the tracks into the bag, and that way she'll have a part of this evangelism outreach. We're going to put the name of our church on the back of the tracks so that if anyone has any questions or complaints, they can go ahead and call the church. But every child that comes by is going to get a bag of candy, and there's going to be a little track in it. We want to make sure we put some good candy in there because we want these kids to look at this and say, hey, wow, we got a really great deal here. Then when they see the track, that they'll know that the person that gave it to them also gave them some good candy. So I would encourage you in this. If you're not having a harvest festival, encourage some of your people to meet their neighbors on Halloween. Set up something out there where the parents, when they come by, you can sit and talk with them and engage them and get to know them. Give something good to the kids, but give a gospel presentation by way of a track in a little bag. You never know what God can do with that. So this is just an evangelism opportunity in front of us, and I wanted to encourage you with that. So take it, use it. If you come up with some other ideas on for Halloween, I would appreciate you letting me know that. You can respond back to this email, or you can just email me at Sundeen, and that's Sundeen at mwbc.org. And that stands for Minnesota Wisconsin Baptist Convention. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this message. I hope that it encourages you, and we can look forward to more messages as time goes on. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening to the Rev Up Podcast. If you would like to schedule an evangelism conference in your church, please call the Minnesota Wisconsin Baptist Convention at 507-282-3636. And remember, stay close to God for integrity of character, stay close to unbelievers for opportunities to influence, and stay close to believers for accountability and partnership.